She's a good shooter. At 5'2", she's got to have a little opening to get her sights. But she's got to be a little more aggressive looking for that. She also has developed a nice, what we call a pro layup game. You know, when you're 5'2", you got to make that layup. You got to shoot it high. And she's really gotten good touch going on that. And so, you know, she's averaging about 4 points a game now. We'd like to get her up in 6, 7, 8. Then Shawnice Lyle inside has a lot of great post moves. Shawnice is a senior who's lost, 2.5 years to knee injuries. So, experience-wise, she's kind of like a second-semester freshman. And that's frustrating to her at times, but it's going to come. It's going to come fast. She's making great moves, and then she's been hurrying it. You know, she totally beats him at the post, and then she hurries the shot and both misses it and doesn't give him time to foul her. So we think when we slow her down that she's going to be worth, 8, 10 points a game. Haley Wright has had an 11-point game. It's just a matter of her finding her shots. You know, she's kind of that in-between 12-foot, 15-foot jump shooter. She's got a nice little runner inside, and she just hasn't quite figured out yet in the offense where those come every night. So we think we can get those from her. And then Zoe Mays really needs to be the one, I think, taking shots for us. And she's the one who can kind of create off the dribble for us from the outside. And she's one of them I'm talking about. I think she really pressed against Columbus and then really, let it get her down. And so we really tried to work on shooting and really tried to focus on the specific shots we need to take in games. And we told them, no matter how many you've missed, the next one's got to be going in, and you just have to think that way. And we've got to develop that shooter's mentality a little.
Let's talk defense a little bit. You give up 81 to Seward. You give up 60 to North Platte. You give up 64 to Columbus. Talk about what's going on the defensive side.
Well, against North Platte, and really against Columbus, too, is a case of letting our offense bother our defense. We played very good defense against North Platte in the first half. They hit some tough shots to even have 25 points at half. And then in the second half, we started worrying that we weren't scoring, and pretty soon help side wasn't there. Pretty soon we're not containing the basketball. Those weren't defensive problems as much as they were mental problems, letting the offense leak over to the other side. Holdridge is 81, or Seward's 81. That problem's with Seward. They can score 81. They've been scoring 81. I don't feel too bad about that. We would have liked to have had them down below 70 was kind of our goal, but they're a very good team. We've just got to make sure tonight that we're playing defense, whether the offense is going well or the offense isn't.
Seems like all of our problems are on the mental side of things right now, huh?
Well, I think as a coach, you think of it that way a lot because, we're not going to get any taller. So you got to attack those things. But I think we can go a long ways with that. I think we can have quite a bit of improvement. There's a good chance we could see Columbus in a week down at the conference tournament. I still think that could be a fourth quarter game. So, we want to try to work out some of these things. We think tonight's a game where we can be competitive, where if we execute offensively, we don't have to shoot perfectly, but if we execute offensively and shoot well, we can be right in this ball game and have a chance to win it.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about York as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with Hastings High girls basketball coach Greg Mays as Tigers getting ready to take the floor here tonight against York. York's the team that's 2-0 in the season. They beat Centennial last week. Last night they picked up a win over Aurora, coach, 39-29. What's the scattering point of this group?
Well, we know a little bit about them. They've played two games. They lost a Lex game. We're on game six, and they just got game two in last night, so that's a little different situation. They're moving a bunch of girls up from their junior varsity, plus they've got a freshman class they really like, so there'll be a couple freshmen playing. They play really well together, and they're playing really confident. Defensively, they seem to have decided they're a zone team. They're going to play some different zones, play some different zone traps, half court and full court. And really, I think what they're banking on now is they play really well together. And that's what we're going to have to kind of compete against, is they're very organized defensively in those traps.
defensively with the zone. Naturally, we're going to have to hit some shots from the outside and maybe loosen that up a little bit tonight.
Yeah, we've got to hit some shots, and we've got to get our posts involved. You know, sometimes we tend to just move that ball around the outside of the zone and let them rest, and then we cast one up. You know, we've got to get the ball into the free throw line, especially if there's any pressure out of their zone. You know, when a zone pressures, there's just no way to pressure in a zone and guard the free throw line at the same time. So we've got to get that ball to the free throw line then and attack. We think we've got to be organized and aggressive, and we think we've got to send four people to the boards all the time because, you know, one of the problems with playing zone, it makes it a little tougher to get everybody checked out.
They got one girl, the Rosno girl, last night scores 14 points in the ball game against Aurora. Is she the girl we have to stop tonight?
Well, yeah, she probably can do the most off the dribble and make things happen. They've got a freshman off the bench named Malik who will come in and be a very effective scorer for them, too. Lucas girl is probably their best shooter, number 11. So they've got several threats there. I think they're like us. They're trying to get a little inside scoring game going, too. So that might be the story tonight, whoever can get that going.
Okay, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Greg Bays, head coach for Hastings High. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings in York tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Tiger Den tonight. We've got Hastings Tiger basketball in 1230 KHAS. The York Dukes in town to take on Hastings in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader here tonight on 1230 KHAS. I'm Mike Well. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Hastings High off to kind of a rough start here this year. They're still looking for their first win of the season. The Tigers have dropped their first five games under head coach Greg Mays. Opened up with a loss to number one-ranked Seward by the score of 81-29. Went out on the road the following night or so and lost in North Platte by a score of 60-35. Last week, the Tigers dropping two games. They were in the contest against Waverly. Lost that ball game 55-45. Played a very good Holdridge team and lost to them 47-25. And then last Tuesday night did not have a very good effort whatsoever. They went to Columbus and lost to the Discoverers by the score of 64-13. So the Tigers are 0-5 on the season. As we get set to go tonight against the York Duke Center head coach Matt Kern, their overall record is sitting at 2 wins and no losses on the season. They have lost one game due to some weather conditions a week or so ago. So York has played only 2 games compared to 5 for Hastings. The Dukes picking up a win over Centennial in their season opener by the score of 33-30. Then last night playing in Aurora and beating the Huskies by the score of 39-29. York got 14 points last night from Alexa Rosenau. Also, one of their top scorers was Taylor Lucas. She scored 9 points in the basketball game last night for York. So it's Hastings and York here tonight in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. We'll have both games for you right here on 1230 KHAS. We'll take a timeout here. Come back and check the starting lineups as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
So the playing of the national anthem as we get set for girls' high school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings High boys will play in the second ball game here tonight. Other schools involved with competition tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia boys, after their win last night over Sutton, will be at home to take on Omaha Scott tonight. Adams Central girls and boys are playing host to the Gibbon Buffaloes tonight at the Patriot Gym. Those two ball games are being heard on ESPN 1550 KICS tonight. Hastings College men's basketball team in action down in Oklahoma this afternoon. They just got word that Mid-America Christian beat Hastings College in the men's play 86-84. So Hastings College drops their ball game to a Mid-America Christian out of Oklahoma City, the final 86-84. Hastings College women will play tomorrow night against 8th-ranked College of the Ozarks. That ball game will be at Lynn Farrell Arena on the Hastings College campus. We'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHAS. Yeah, they're playing a Sunday night game. 7:30 for the tip-off tomorrow night. 7:15 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. Starting lineups for the York Dukes in the ball game tonight. Taylor Lucas will get a start, a 5'6" senior. Also, Megan Fletcher, a 5'11" junior. Erica Mallett is a 5'6" senior. Jesse Hall is a 5'5" senior. And Alexia Rosen now is a 5'11" senior. Those are your starters for York. They come in a record of 2 wins and no losses on the season. The Hastings High Tigers are sitting at 0-5 with losses to Seward, North Platte, Waverly, Holdridge, and Columbus. They will go with Ashton Pulowski in the ball game tonight. Pulowski, 5'2" and a senior, averaging 4 points and 4 assists per ball game. Also, Haley Wright, a 5'6" senior, Wright averaging 4 points and 2 rebounds per game. Zoe Mays is a 5'8" senior, actually a 5'8" junior, that should be. Zoe Mays averaging 6 points and 6 rebounds per game. Lauren Bliss is a 5'9" junior. Bliss is averaging 3 points and 6 rebounds per game. And Shawnice Lyle is a 5'8" senior. Lyle is averaging 3 points and 4.6 rebounds per ball game. Hastings High going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight, trimmed in the orange. They'll be shooting to our basket to our left. York will be dressed in their blue uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the gold tonight. They'll shoot to our basket to our right. We are set to go. Ball is in the air. Hastings High controls the opening tip. Offensively, it's been the problems for Hastings High so far this year. The Tigers averaging only 33 points per ball game on the season. So we'll see what Hastings High can do here. Is a bounce pass inside. It gets loose. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Tiger ball. It was slapped out of bounds there by York. Trying to get it down low to a Shawnice Lyle of Hastings High. So the Tigers will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Just underway here at the Tiger gym. They go right to work inside. They have to kick it out here on the wing to Haley Wright. Now back outside to Ashton Pulowski. There's Wright with the ball. Back out to Pulowski. It's going to be York playing a zone defense to start things off. Tigers will have to attack from the outside. Lauren Bliss gets it out to Mays. Now they hammer it down at the baseline on the right side. The ball slapped away. It's picked up by the Tigers. As Hastings High passes the ball around the three-point circle here. Zoe Mays goes down in the corner. There's an entry pass. It's going to be intercepted. First turnover on the Tigers in the ball game, and York will come back the other way. Tigers will be in a man-to-man defense to start things off. Here's Taylor Lucas with the ball.
Lucas takes it down to Rosenau. Rosenau, top of the key, now to Malik. Pounds the ball inside. Here's a shot. It's up there. It's good, but it won't count. Fletcher was in the lane too long. 3-second violation. Megan Fletcher got the shot to go down, but she was camped out in the lane, and a 3-second violation called on York here in the ball game. So we trade turnovers to begin the basketball game here tonight. Hastings comes back with the basketball. Pulowski has got it, moves it over to the far side to Haley Wright. Now to Pulowski, moves it down in the corner. That's a Lauren Bliss with the ball. Comes out now top to a Haley Wright. Back down in the right corner to Pulowski. Her shot for three is good. Ashton Pulowski hits a three ball from deep in the right corner. And Hastings High goes out on top by the score of 3-0. There's a shot back the other way. It's going to be no good. Shot attempted there by Rosenau. Now the ball is tipped loose and it's going to be picked up here by Haley Wright. Tigers have the ball and a three-point lead. 3-0. Hastings with the advantage here. Here's Zoe Mays driving the baseline left to right. Can't put up a shot. Comes back out on top to Ski. And a 3-second violation is called on Hastings. So a 3-second violation called on the Tigers there. That's their second turnover of the ball game. They've had three trips down the floor. We've got two turnovers. 3-0 is the score. Hastings out on top in the three-pointer by Ashton Pulowski. Here comes York back with the basketball. Bounce pass to the high post. They get it to Fletcher. She throws it over on the far side now to Hall. She tries to return it down low. It's going to be stumped out of bounds. Lost out of bounds there by York. So the second turnover on the Dukes. Hastings High did not touch it down there, and Hastings High will play things in. Tigers have a 3-0 advantage here in girls high school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Now York will attack the midcourt stripe. Hastings High breaks it easily. There's a driving layup. It's up and in by Shanice Lyle. They got Lyle the ball. And it's now a 5-0 ball game. Hastings High out on top here in this contest. York has got the basketball as they come back the other way. There's a Hall with it. Comes out on top to Lucas. Lucas takes it to the top of the key. Moves it over to a Jesse Hall now. On the wing on the left side, picked up by Pulowski of Hastings High. Dribbling with it over there, looking to get away. Can't do it. Takes it down the left sideline. As they get it to a Megan Fletcher, there's an entry pass. It's going to be tipped away, and it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be lost again off of the fingertips of York. Three turnovers on the Dukes here in this first quarter. 5:25 to play. It's Hastings High out on top of the Dukes by the score of 5-0. Hastings looking for their first win of the season here tonight. Pulowski comes over here to Haley Wright. Now we got a traveling violation on Pulowski. Just as she was getting ready to get rid of the basketball, she's whistled for the traveling violation. The third turnover on Hastings High here in the ball game. 5:18 to play here in the first quarter, 5-0. Hastings out on top. Here's a Hannah Riley coming to the ball game now for York. Riley is a 5-foot, 5-inch freshman. Riley scored 8 points in their season opener against Centennial. Did not score in the ball game last night against Aurora. Now here's a personal foul on the Tigers defensively. It's going to go on Ashton Pulowski. That's going to be her first. And the first team fouling the Tigers here in the ball game. Non-shooting situation. York will play things in on the far side. Hannah Riley has got the ball. Riley moves it across the midcourt stripe now. She dribbles to the near sideline. Riley has got it here. She works against the Tiger pressure. Haley Wright right in her face. Now she loses control of the ball. It goes out of bounds on the far side, but it was slapped out of her hands there by the Tiger D. It'll be York playing things in on the far sideline. Hannah Riley has got the ball. Riley goes into the backcourt now as they get it to Hall, and she's called for palming the basketball. Just as she crosses the midcourt stripe, she's called for palming the basketball. We have played just a couple of minutes in the ball game. York has got four turnovers. Hastings High with three. It's a 5-0 ball game. The Tigers out on top here in this one. Ashton Pulowski works against the zone. Goes down in the corner to Zoe Mays. Now back out on top to Wright. Wright sends it down in the corner to Pulowski. Back inside to Wright. Dribbles to her right. Fires up a little 10-footer. Shot is up and in. Haley Wright scores, and it's now a 7-0 ball game. Hastings High with the advantage here with 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play in quarter number one. Here's Rosen now with the ball, and she's going to be checked, and the foul is going to be called at Hastings. The foul is going to go on Shanice Lyle of Hastings. That's going to be her first. Into the ball game now for York is going to be a Megan Fletcher. Coming out is going to be Hall. Also checking out is going to be Alexia Rosenau. As a York making some substitutions in there, Tessa Andrews comes in as well. York has got the ball here. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 7-0. Tigers playing the man-to-man defense. They get the ball inside to Fletcher. Her shot from just inside the free throw line is up and in. Megan Fletcher scores, and that breaks a long drought there for the Dukes. It is now a 7-2 ball game. Hastings High out on top of this one. Ashton Pulowski has got the ball for the Tigers. Comes across the top to right. Down in the corner now to Zoe Mays. Back out on top to Pulowski. They move it to the right side now to down to the baseline to Lyle. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to the York Dukes. Megan Fletcher has got the ball. Fletcher now to Taylor Lucas. Lucas sends it down to the baseline, loses control of it. Hastings High tries to grab it. It goes out of bounds. Blitz was over there for Hastings, but could not control the ball. It goes out of bounds. So York will play things in. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Britton Thomas. Coming out is going to be Shanice Lyle. 7-2, the Tigers have the lead. Riley dribble penetration leads it to the free throw line to Andrews. Now they try the left side of the lane. Bounce pass comes back out on top. A long-range jumper put up there by Lucas. No good. York saves it from going out of bounds, but right into the hands of Zoe Mays. Mays has got it now for Hastings High. Here come the Tigers back the other way. They get it to Pulowski. Pulowski down to Haley, right to Pulowski. They move it deep in the corner, right side. Now with Bliss, her shot is up there, no good. Rebound Mays in the lane. Knocks down a defender. Now a foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to go. An offensive foul there on Zoe Mays. Grabs the rebound and knocks down a defender and picks up the personal foul. So Mays picks up her first personal. Team foul number 3 on the Tigers. 7-2 is the score. Hastings High out on top. Girls high school basketball action here tonight. Boys game will follow this one at 7:45 here on 1230 KHAS. Megan Fletcher with the ball here on the right sideline. Jump pass deflected away. It's going to be picked up by Pulowski. Turnover number 5 on York. Pulowski leads the break. They go to Mays. Mays mishandles the ball. Picks it back up. Down to Blitz. The Haley Wright. Her shot is up and in. Haley Wright scores her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. Hastings High out on top now by a score of 9-2. It's 3 minutes to go now here in the first quarter. Here's Megan Fletcher with the ball. They go on the high post to Andrews. Andrews to Malik. Malik dribbles it down the left side of the wing. Comes out to Taylor Lucas. Lucas out here in three-point territory. Runs the offense. There's a feed to the left side. It goes right through the fingertips of Malik out of bounds. Turnover number 6 already on York here in the basketball game. Rosa now comes back in. Here comes Erica Mallett into the ball game now. As head coach Matt Kern is going to find a combination out there that's going to work. Tigers are out on top here in girls high school basketball. It is 9-2 over the York Dukes. Hastings looking for their first win of the season here tonight. Haley Wright has got the ball for the Tigers. Moves it down in the corner now to a Josie Martin who's into the ball game. They work it back outside. Bliss's pass is going to be picked off. The fourth turnover on Hastings High. Coming back the other way is Riley. She drives her shot up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ashton Pulowski. She dribbles back the other way, drives for the layup, and she's hammered on the play. Pulowski picks up that loose ball and took it coast-to-coast there for the Tigers. But a personal foul is going to be called here on York. It's going to go on who? Erin Malik. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 1 on York. Ashton Pulowski to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot's off of the left side. No good. Pulowski will get one more. End of the ball game now for York is going to be Jesse Hall. Coming out is going to be Taylor Lucas. Hastings High out on top by a score of 9-2. Girls high school basketball action here tonight. Ashton Pulowski's next free throw is up there. That one is too strong. Battle for the rebound, and who comes out with it? It's going to be Pulowski. Circles around to the left side of the lane. They get it down to a Josie Martin with the ball. Martin comes back out on top. Bounce pass goes to the far sideline now as they get it over there to Bliss. Hastings High working it back around to the left side. They hammer it inside now to Thomas. Thomas puts up a shot. It's going to be partially deflected. It nearly goes out of bounds. Now it does, and they give the ball to. Looks like they're going to give the ball to York. So the Dukes will play things in. A minute and 51 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, it's 9-2. Hastings High out on top here in the basketball game. York coming back with the ball. So they drive it down the right side, and a offensive foul is going to be called here on York. That's going to be a Jesse Hall as she knocks down a Hastings High defender and gets hit with a personal foul. Hall picks up her first personal, the second team foul on the Dukes here in this first quarter. 9-2 is the score. Hastings High with the advantage. The Tigers will play things in backcourt. Lauren Bliss will play things in for the Tigers. To Haley Wright. Wright gets the ball now. To Martin into the forecourt. Now we got a traveling violation. It's going to be called here on Hastings High. Traveling violation called here on Bailey Christie, who just checked into the ball game. They had a break going there. A traveling violation called on the Tigers. That's going to be number 5 on Hastings. York has got 6 here in the first quarter. 9-2, Hastings High with a 7-point lead. Down to a minute and 25 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Rosa now has got the ball to Hannah Riley. She moves it to the left side of the lane. Riley stops. Bounce pass goes inside. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Malik. Tip tries up and in. Alexia Rosen now scoring there on the follow shot. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She had 14 last night in the ball game against Aurora. 9-4 is the score. Hastings High now with a 5-point lead. Tigers with the ball back in their offensive zone as they come out here to Bailey Christie now. Christie sends it down on the baseline on the right side as York is in this zone defense here. The Tigers now get it to Zoe Mays to Josie Martin out here in three-point territory. Now to Mays, dribbles inside the arc, throws up a shot and hits it just inside the three-point circle. Zoe Mays hits one there for Hastings. That's her first field goal of the ball game. The Tigers are out on top 11-4. There's a shot taken there by Rosen now. That's going to be no good. The Tigers grab the rebound on the baseline, and it's going to be slapped out of the hands of Bailey Christie out of bounds. So Hastings High will play things in here in backcourt. The Tigers with a 7-point lead early in the contest. 29.4 seconds to play here in the first quarter. And now York will apply some pressure back here in backcourt. And now head coach Greg Mays wants to call a timeout. So Hastings High wants to talk things over. 29.4 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. York 11, or rather a Hastings High 11, York 4.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190. 1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings High in York in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Girls game here in the first quarter. Tigers attacking here in backcourt, working against the pressure. Mays has got it, double team. Comes down the near sideline, down to a Pulowski. Brings it across the midcourt stripe. Dribble penetration, takes it down on the baseline. There's a shot up and in. So a shot is up and in there by Hastings High. It's now a 13-4 ball game in favor of the Tigers. And now we got a jump ball situation. Josie Martin hit that last shot for Hastings High. 13-4, the Tigers have the lead. 2.1 seconds to play. Entry pass off of the inbound is going to be tipped and intercepted by Hastings' Shanice Lyle, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. So anything but pretty here tonight in the girls' high school basketball game. But Hastings High has got the lead after the first 8 minutes. Hastings High off to a good start. The Tigers 13 and the Dukes 4.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips that sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we start the second quarter here tonight. Girls high school basketball. Hastings High and York Tigers have it on the opening possession, and they immediately throw the basketball away. Turnover number 6 on Hastings High. York has got 6 turnovers. Hastings High with a 13-4 advantage after the first quarter. Everybody getting in the scoring act tonight for the Tigers. Haley Wright's got 4 points. Pulowski, Martin, Mays, Lyle all with 2 points apiece for Hastings High. 13-4 is the score. Pulowski, by the way, has got 3 points. She had a three-pointer. The first bucket of the ball game for Hastings High. The Tigers stay with their man-to-man defense. York has got the ball out here. Driving toward the basket and all the way to the hoop. There is going to be a Hall, and she's going to be a foul in the play. Jesse Hall takes off with the wing on the right side, drives the ball right to the hole, but she's going to be fouling the play. And now Hall will go to the free throw line. Lauren Bliss picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first. That's the fourth team foul on the Tigers. Jessie Hall at the free throw line. She's averaging 2.5 points per ball game so far this season. Their shot is up there. It's going to be good. All had 1 point in their season opener against Centennial. That was a 33-30 win by the Dukes last night. She came up with 4 points in the ball game against Aurora. They beat the Huskies by 10, 39-29. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Hall hits a pair from the free throw line. It's now a 13-6 ball game. The Tigers have a 7-point lead here in the second quarter of the Tiger Gym. Hastings High attacking now back the other way. Haley Wright goes out to a Pulaski. Now over on the wing on the right side of Josie Martin, looking to penetrate inside. Can't do it. Comes back out here to Haley Wright. She's double teamed. The ball comes to the midcourt stripe. It's tipped into the backcourt by York. She gets it back under control. Hastings High has got it now. Here's a shot by Shanice Lyle. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Jesse Hall. Running back the other way for York. Hall has got it. Gets around a defender. Goes for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good. And she's fouling the play. So she's fouling the play again. Going to go back to the free throw line. Hall hit a couple of free throws just a few seconds ago. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Ashton Pulaski. That's going to be her second foul. And now Jesse Hall to the free throw line here for York. 2 points so far tonight on a couple of free throws. She hits a third straight free throw here in this one. Here comes Mays back into the ball game now for Hastings High. And Jesse Hall will have one more. The shot is up there. It's off of the mark. It is going to be no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touchdown there by the York Dukes. We are in the second quarter for girls high school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. It is 13-7. Hastings High with the advantage here as they work against this 1-2-2 zone defense for York. Hastings High working with it as they pass the ball around the three-point circle here. Pulaski goes back door now. Hastings High has got it on the backside. They kick it back out to Bliss. Her shot is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Malik for the York Dukes. Malik brings it down the near sideline, down to Hall, moves it down on the baseline to Rosen now. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the ball is going to be rebounded here by Hastings High. Zoe Mays gets the rebound here for Hastings High. Now to a Pulaski into the forecourt. They work it down in the corner. That's Bliss with the ball. Bliss now to Haley Wright. Brings it back to Bliss on the left side of the lane. Bliss is passed out on top, nearly intercepted. Zoe Mays grabs it here for Hastings High. Now to Pulaski as they work against this 1-2-2 zone defense still. Zoe Mays now to Bliss. Dribbles once, comes out to Pulaski. Now to Haley Wright, moves it down into corner. That's a Mays with the ball. The ball tipped away. Mays picks it back up. Down to Pulaski, dribble penetration, bounce pass down to the baseline. There's a shot by Wright from 15, won't go. And the rebound comes down to York. The Dukes runner back the other way. Down the near sideline is going to be Hall as she drives inside. Contact made, foul called. That goes on Mays. That's going to be her third, or actually her second foul. Second foul on Zoe Mays. Team foul number six on Hastings High. This will be a non-shooting situation. So it'll be York playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 5:36 to play here in the first half. Hastings High out on top of York by the score of 13-7. A pass out for the inbound is going to be tipped, but it's going to be picked up out here by Malik, who's back into the ball game. Malik now gets it to Hall, moves it down on the baseline to a Rosenau. Rosenau picked up there by Hastings High's Shanice Lyle. York brings it back out on top, and now down on the left baseline. Trying to dribble down there. It's going to be trapped, and now they have another personal foul called here on Hastings. Another foul on Hastings High. Comes to the 5:17 mark. Lauren Bliss going to be pick up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her second. And now going to the free throw line will be York. Here's a one-and-one situation, and the shot is up there and in. That's Erin Malik. So Erin Malik gets the free throw to go down. She'll have one more. And York is all of a sudden back to within 5 points at 13-8. Here comes a second shot up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Bliss. She nearly stepped out of bounds down there, but she stays inbounds. Gets the pass away to Ashton Pulaski, and Ashton will bring things up for the Tigers. Now to Haley Wright as they work the ball down to a Shanice Lyle. She is double-teamed, comes to Haley Wright in the corner, back out on top to Ashton Pulaski. Pulaski brings it back to Haley Wright. She drives, puts it up off of the window. The shot no good. Battle for the rebound. Jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of York, so the Dukes will have it here. 4 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hastings High out on top of York. In girls high school basketball action tonight, 13-8 is the score. Tigers up by 5, but now they got to play some defense here. Hastings High has not scored here in the second quarter. They had a 13-4 advantage after one period. York trying to get back into the ball game here. Taylor Lucas has got the ball. Lucas comes over here to Riley. Hannah Riley dribbles to the elbow, left side of the lane. Can't put up a shot. Bounce pass goes down to Fletcher. Her shot is up there over Lyle. It's going to be no good. Shanice having problems with the rebound. It goes off of her fingertips out of bounds here on the near sideline. Lyle had it in her hands, and then it went trickling off of her toe, and it goes out of bounds here on the near sideline. So it'll be York playing things in. York will play it in right in front of the Tiger bench. Lauren Bliss had a contact knocked loose here, and she's going to have to come out of the ball game now for Hastings High. 4 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the second quarter. It's a 13-8 ball game. Hastings High got a five-point advantage as York will play things in here on the near sideline. And now we got some problems here. Got to grab a towel and wipe things up here underneath the bucket. High school basketball action tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. It may not be a contact on Bliss. It may be a bloody nose, and that's what they're doing. They're wiping up some blood out there on the basketball court. Lauren Bliss may have got socked in the nose, and she's going to have to go to the locker room now for Hastings High. 4:28 to play. The Tigers still scoreless here in the second quarter after racing out to a 13-4 lead over the Dukes. York has been able to put up 4 points on the scoreboard here in the second quarter. York has got it. Malik has got it deep in the right corner. Comes out to Hannah Riley. Riley brings it back right side to Lucas, and a traveling violation is called on Lucas. Made a little spinning move out here right at the top of the three-point circle. Throws up the shot, but a traveling violation is called on York. So Hastings High will get it. Still looking for their first points of the second quarter. 13-8 is the score. We're down to 4:17 to play until halftime. Ashton Pulowski dribbles the ball across the midcourt stripe. Comes over here to Haley Wright. Still a zone defense here for York. They'll play this zone most of the night. Here's Lyle with the ball out here in three-point territory. Lyle comes across the top to Pulowski. Now to Zoe Mays. Drives the baseline. Puts it up to the shot. No good. Had her own rebound. Had it knocked out of her hands. It's picked up by Taylor Lucas. Lucas comes back the other way now for York. Goes inside to Andrews, who's back into the ball game. Down to Lucas. Loses control, but it's picked up here by Malik. Malik out to Riley, and she'll reset the offense out between the circles. Here's a feed over to Fletcher. She drives around a defender, takes it down on the baseline. A pass across the lane goes to Malik. Her shot no good. Rebound Fletcher has it knocked out of her hands, but Fletcher picks it back up. Megan Fletcher has got it for York. 3.5 to play. They're in the second quarter. It's still 13-8. Tigers have a five-point lead. Anna Riley has got the ball for York. Comes over here to a Malik. Malik working against the Zoe Mays. Can't penetrate inside. Comes out to Taylor Lucas. Moves it behind the screen. Now top of the key to Andrews at the top of the circle. Here's a pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Thomas, who's into the ball game now for Bliss. Hastings High coming back the other way. Lyle has got it in the lane. Off-balance shot is put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Fletcher, and she had it knocked out of her hands there by the Tigers. And York will play things in. Alexia Rosa now coming back into the ball game now for York. 2:57 to play here in the second quarter. 13-8 is the score. The Tigers have been outscored 4-0 here in the second period by the Dukes. Taylor Lucas has got the ball on the wing. Now inside the free throw circle. There's a shot put up there by Fletcher. No good. Rebound to Rosa now. She tries to drive it, and the foul is going to be called on Lyle. Shanice Lyle picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her second personal. Team foul number 8 on the Tigers. And going to the free throw line now for York will be Alexia Rosenau. She scored 11 points in their season opener over Centennial. Had 14 last night in the ball game against the Aurora Huskies. And a shot from the free throw line is up and in. She's now got 3 points in the ball game here tonight. And York has outscored the Tigers here in the second quarter 5-0. Hastings had a 9-point lead after the first quarter, 13-4. It is now 13-9 in favor of the Tigers. Rosa now will have one more. Her shot is up there. That's off of the back iron. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. So the Tigers still looking to break the ice here in this second period. Ashton Pulowski has got the ball. Pulowski down to Haley Wright to Pulowski. They move it down there on the right baseline. It's shot by Martin. It's going to be partially deflected. It goes out of bounds. So the Tigers will play things in. 2.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Tigers will play it in with a 4-point lead, 13-9. Ashton Pulowski has got it out here in the three-point territory. Pulowski, left-handed dribble, moves it to the left side, reverses the ball, gets it over there to Martin. Now down to Zoe Mays as she drives the baseline, fights and gets it to the basket and scores. Mays now with a couple of field goals and 4 points in the ball game. It's now 15-9. Hastings High gets their first basket here in the second period, increases their lead now back up to 6 points. 2 minutes to play in the second period. Here's the York Dukes working with it out there. That's Malik with it. Malik takes it down here on the right side to Taylor Lucas. She takes it down on the baseline and then tries to throw it back out here and goes into the Tiger bench. Trying to get it to Jesse Hall, and she threw it away. Turnover number 8 on York here in the ballgame. Hastings High will play it in right in front of the Tiger bench. 1:54 to play here in the second period. Haley Wright will check in here for... Actually, Haley Wright's going to play things in. Checking into the contest is going to be Marika Van Brocklin. So Marika Van Brocklin comes into the ballgame now for Hastings High. And the Tigers will have the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's Thomas, double-team, triple-team right at the elbow. Gets the ball away to Ashton Pulowski. Down here in the corner, here's a shot by Wright. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Rosen now for York. Alexia Rosen now has got the ball with 90 seconds to play. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away. Now scramble is on. We got a foul called. Rosen now had the ball taken away there by the Tigers. And a personal foul is going to be called. Josie Martin takes away the ball from takes the ball away from Rosen now, and then Rosen now is going to be hit with a personal foul. It's going to be your first. So officially a turnover on the Dukes. That's going to be their ninth of the ball game. 15-9, the Tigers out on top here. Hastings 0-5 in the season. York is 2-0, but it's Hastings High with the advantage here tonight by 6 points. That's after the Tigers got blown out last Tuesday by Columbus, 64-13. 1 minute, 15 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Tigers with the ball back in their offensive zone. Thomas has got the ball now for Hastings High. Goes over on the right side. That's the Tigers dribbling with it over there. Now we got a traveling violation called. That's going to go on Marika Van Brocklin. She got the ball, and a traveling violation is called on Van Brocklin. That's going to be the seventh turnover on Hastings High. Hastings High with 7 turnovers, 9 on the York Dukes. And now we got an offensive foul called here on York. Ashton Pulowski took a hit there. Jesse Hall tried to power her way across the 10-second line and picks up the personal foul for her efforts. So Hall comes out. Here comes Hannah Riley back into the ballgame. 52.6 seconds to play here in quarter number 2. Hastings High with a 15-9 advantage here in this one. Ashton Pulowski hands the ball away here. That's going to be a Josie Martin with the ball. Now to Ashton Pulowski again. On the dribble, takes it to the left side, circles around, takes it down to the baseline. Entry pass to get it to Thomas, and the shot is up and in. Britton Thomas scores there for Hastings. That's her first field goal. Hastings High back out on top of a score of 17-9. Traveling violation now on York. As they come back into the offensive zone, Aaron Malik is whistling for the steps. That's going to be 10 turnovers on York here in the ballgame. 28 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, 17-9. We'll see if the Tigers play for the final shot here this first half. Ashton Pulowski back into the offensive zone. On the dribble, hands the ball away now. That's Marika Van Brocklin. She hands it away out here in three-point territory. Hastings High runs some clock here. Van Brocklin gets the ball back. Dribbles. Now she's double-teamed. Van Brocklin trying to get rid of it and finally does. There's an entry pass to get it inside to Thomas. She puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Hastings High with the offensive board, but they can't get a shot away. Before the horn sounds, and that is the end of the second quarter of play. Hastings High with the advantage here in girls high school basketball action here tonight. Both teams with numerous turnovers here in the ballgame, but Hastings High has got the lead at halftime. It's the Tigers 17 and the York Dukes 9. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning, 7 to 11, Sunday, 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Tiger Den at Hastings High. Girls and boys high school basketball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHAS. The Hastings High girls out on top of York here at halftime. The score is 17-9. Tigers got off to a great start here tonight. Scored the first 7 points of the basketball game before York got a field goal to go down to make it a 7-2 ball game. Tigers led at the end of the first quarter by the score of 13-4. Then Hastings had a tough time getting a field goal to go down there early in the second quarter. In fact, went nearly half of the second quarter without scoring. York closed the gap back to 4 points at 13-9. But Hastings High then scores the last 4 points of the second quarter, and the Tigers have a lead here at halftime with a score of 17-9. So Hastings High out on top here in girls high school basketball, 17-9 over the York Dukes. We have got the boys game coming up next, 7:45 scheduled tip-off time. Hastings High 0-3 on the season, taking on York. They are 2-1 as we have a high school basketball doubleheader for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings with a lead here at halftime, and girls play 17-9 is the score. We'll come back and check the scoring as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Tiger Den at Hastings High here tonight. The Tigers out on top of the York Dukes in girls high school basketball. 17-9 is the score. Hastings getting a balanced attack so far. In fact, their leading scorer is only with 4 points apiece. Haley Wright has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Zoe Mays has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Ashton Pulowski hit the first field goal of the ball game, a three-pointer from deep in the right corner. That's her only score in the first half. Josie Martin has got a field goal and 2 points. Shawnice Lyle has got a field goal and 2 points. And Britton Thomas has got a field goal and 2 points. Hastings High with only 2 free throws in the first half. They are 0-2 from the free throw line. York is being led by Jesse Hall and Alexia Rosenau. They each have 3 points in the ball game. Rosa now has got a field goal, and she is one out of two from the free throw line for her three. Jessie Hall has hit three free throws in four attempts for her 3 points. Megan Fletcher has got 2 points in the ball game on a field goal, and Aaron Malik is one out of two from the free throw line for 1 point. York is hitting five out of eight from the free throw line. Unofficially, they've got 10 turnovers in the ball game. Hastings High has got seven, but it's the Tigers with a lead on the scoreboard. Hastings High 17 and York 9. We'll have more high school basketball right after this timeout.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Tiger Den as Hastings High has got the lead at halftime over the York Dukes. Men's college basketball from this afternoon from Oklahoma City. Mid-America Christian beat Hastings College, the final score of 86-84. So the Broncos taking a step away from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Getting ready for the holiday break, they make a road trip to Oklahoma and get beat by Mid-America Christian by the score of 86-84. The Broncos now will take a few days off. In fact, the team and the coaching staff all heading down to Texas, we understand. Spend a couple of days down in Texas before they come back for the Christmas holidays. Then they'll get back at it with a non-conference game right after the first of the year before we swing back into the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So Lance Creech and the boys taking a few days off here. Hastings College women's basketball team will play tomorrow night. Yeah, a Sunday night game at Lynn Farrell Arena. They'll welcome in the eighth-ranked team of the country, the College of the Ozarks. Out of Point Lookout, Missouri, they'll be in town to take on Hastings. That'll be a 7:30 ball game tomorrow night. We'll have it for you here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with a pregame show at 7:15. Other action going on tonight, the Adams Central boys and girls getting set to take on Gibbon tonight. That ball game just now getting started, so a late start. The Patriot Gym tonight that is now getting started out there with a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Hastings St. Cecilia is playing Omaha Scott tonight in boys' play. St. Cecilia picking up their third straight win last night with a 55-44 win over Sutton, so they're playing Omaha Scott tonight. We've got the second half coming up for you here at the Tiger Den. Hastings High with the lead. Hastings High 17, York 9. We'll come back right after this.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back in the third quarter, Ashton Pulowski takes the first shot for the Tigers and drains another three-pointer, much like she did to start the ball game here tonight. So Ashton Pulowski now with a couple of three-pointers in the contest, one to start the ball game, one to start the second half, and Hastings High has now built a 20-9 lead over the York Dukes. Hastings High gets it back now as York commits a turnover on their opening possession of this second half. So Hastings High has got it. Now the Tigers turn the ball away as Zoe Mays mishandles the ball. Here comes York back the other way. Stopping and popping is going to be Malik. Her shot from 10 won't go. And the rebound comes down to Mays of Hastings High. So the Tigers have a 20-9 lead over York in girls high school basketball action here tonight. Ashton Pulowski has got the ball. The Tigers now shoot into our basket to our right here tonight at the Tiger Den. Here's a Lyle with the ball. Takes it down on the baseline to right to get it inside. Now to Thomas in the lane. She's got to get out of there. Now a three-second violation is called. She was trapped down along the baseline right in the paint. And Britton Thomas is whistled for the three-second violation. The Duke Center is surrounded, and they get the three-second call. Turnover number 9 on Hastings High. 6:43 to play here in the third quarter. Tigers out on top by a score of 20-9 here in the ball game. Hastings High still in the man-to-man defense. York attacks here. Left side, Hall has got it, moves it down on the low block to Fletcher. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the ball is tapped out of bounds there by Lyle of Hastings. So it'll be York playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 20-9, Hastings High with the lead. Malik has got it. They get it into Rosen now. Her shot from 10, that one won't go. Battle for the rebound. Fletcher grabs it. Fletcher keeps it alive now for the Dukes. Gets it out to Malik. Now in the three-point territory. York will work it out without here. Here's a Hall. Hall picked up by Pulowski. Here's an entry pass. They get it in the lane. It's shot by Rosen now. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Haley Wright of Hastings High. Gets it away to Zoe Mays as he brings it down the floor. Right-handed dribble. Kicks it back outside. Dribbling inside. Here's a shot put up there. No good. Foul shot is up there. No good. And a foul is going to be called. Haley Wright took the first shot. Lyle took the second one, and Lyle is going to be hammered on the arm, and she'll go to the free throw line here for the Tigers. Personal foul is going to go on Rosen now. That's going to be her third. That's not good news. She's one of their leading scorers. Shot from the free throw line by Lyle is going to be no good. That's not good news for the Tigers. Hastings High now 0 of 3 from the free throw line. 20-9 is the score. Hastings High out on top by 11 points here in girls high school basketball action. As Shanice Lyle will have one more shot here. She's averaging 3.8 points per ball game so far this season. Her shot is up there. That one is good. So she's now got 3 points in the ball game tonight. And the Tigers have a 21-9 advantage. They've now scored the last 8 points in the ball game, stretching back to midway through the second quarter. Here's Lyle now stealing the ball away from Malik here on the near sideline. Another turnover on York. That's their 11th of the ball game. Ashton Pulowski has now got it for Hastings High. To Zoe Mays, moves it down here to Lyle on the baseline on the right side. Lyle, entry pass, they get it into the lane. The Haley Ryder shot is off of the left side, no good. And the rebound comes down to Riley for York. Hannah Riley, right-handed dribble, races into the offensive zone, stops and pops from 10. Her shot, no good. Battle for the rebound, now we got a jump ball called. Rosa now is tied up in the play there, but the possession arrow pointing in favor of York, so the Dukes will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 5:23 to play here in the third quarter. Hastings High with a 21-9 advantage here in girls high school basketball. Hall has got it now. Strapped right here at the free throw line. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Zoe Mays of Hastings High. So the Tigers get the ball back here. Now Hastings will walk the ball up the floor. Ashton Pulowski has got it now for Hastings High. Comes over here to Shanice Lyle. Out on top now to Haley Wright. Wright dribbles once. Sends it over to Zoe Mays. On the deep wing on the left side, moves it down in the corner now. That's Pulowski with the ball. She's hit a couple of shots down there tonight. Passes this one up. Comes back out to Haley Wright out here in three-point territory. Ashton Pulowski again. We're down to 4:43 to play. Hastings tossing the ball around the three-point circle with a big lead, 21-9. Lyles pass to the elbow. They get it to Mays. She drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up and in. Zoe Mays grabs it right at the elbow and took it right down the right side of the lane and banks one off of the window. It is now 23-9. The Tigers have the lead. There's a shot back the other way. It's up and in. Now a timeout is called. That's going to be Jesse Hall getting the field goal on the breakaway layup. And now Matt Kern wants to call a timeout for the Dukes. Hastings High has got the lead. 4 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hastings 23, York 11.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings High had a 13-4 lead after the first quarter. Then they went cold. York scored five straight points to make it a 13-9 ball game. That was about midway through the second quarter. Then the Tigers just rattled off 10 straight points, transitioning from the first half to the second half. And now with 4 minutes and 23 seconds to play, Hastings High has a 23-11 advantage after finally York getting a field goal from Jesse Hall. 23-11, Hastings High has got the lead, and the Tigers have the basketball. And now York will attack here in backcourt. Ashton Pulowski brings it across the midcourt stripe. Pulowski goes over there on the wing on the left side as they get into a Zoe Mays. Now back outside, there's going to be Shanice Lyle with the ball. Shanice now dribbles with it, takes it down the right side of the lane, runs into a defender, goes up for the shot. It's going to be blocked down by Fletcher. And here comes York back with the basketball. Riley, long pass down to Florida Rosa now. Here's off of the baseline, partially deflected. And now a scramble and a jump ball. Nope, it's going to be a foul. A personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on York. Megan Fletcher picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul. Number three on the Dukes. Hastings High still with no team fouls here in the second half. And the Tigers bringing the ball back against the pressure. Here's Zoe Mays. She takes it all into the baseline, but then decides to pass up the shot as she comes back out into three-point territory. As they get it to a Josie Martin. Martin out of Pulowski. Comes over here to Martin. Her shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good, an air ball. And the rebound comes down to Taylor Lucas. Lucas, a long pass down to four. They get it to a Rosa now. She mishandles the ball, goes out of bounds, and a turnover on York. The 13th turnover on the Dukes here in the ball game. 3 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the third quarter, 23-11. Hastings High out on top. Here comes Haley Wright into the ball game now for Hastings High, replacing Zoe Mays. Mays now a little bit hobbled as she comes off the floor, and she's going to have to seek some medical attention. 3 minutes and 26 seconds to play. Into the ball game now, Erica Malik for York. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. They get it to a Pulowski. Ashton Pulowski will bring things up. One-on-one now against Hannah Riley. Hastings with a 23-11 advantage. Ashton Pulowski nearly lost control of the ball. Gets it under control now to a Josie Martin. Back outside to Shanice Lyle. And now York has gone to a man-to-man defense. They've been zoned all night long. Now they've gone man-to-man here. Trailing in the ball game, 23-11. Here's Thomas from way outside, and it's a wild shot. Hits the board, nothing else. Rebound comes down to Malik. Malik now to Riley. Angles in from the right wing. Takes it all over to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good. It's going to be tapped out of bounds. Last touchdown there by the Dukes. So Hastings High will play things in here in backcourt. 2 minutes and 52 seconds to play. Hastings leading here in the third quarter, 23-11. And now Rosen now is going to check out of the ball game. Here comes a sub in for her. Taylor Lucas is going to come in for her. Rosen now has got three personal fouls. So Hastings High has got it. They get it back in their offensive zone. Here's a pass deflected, picked up here, though. Right inside the free throw circle, and the shot is up and in. Josie Martin picks up the trash. Right inside the free throw circle, and Kansas jumper. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. Running back the other way is Hall. Her running layup is going to be no good, but the ball swatted out of bounds there by the Tigers. Ashton Pulowski was the last to touch it, and York will play things in. Baseline left side underneath her own basket here. 2 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's 25-11. Hastings High with the lead. York will play it in, but they can't do it, and a five-second violation is called. Good defense there. 7 minutes to play in the third quarter over at the Chapman Gym. Omaha Scott is leading Hastings St. Cecilia in boys basketball by a score of 25-20. Here's Pulowski driving for the hole, and she is knocked down on the play, and a foul is going to be called here. A foul is going to go on Hall. So Omaha Scott with a lead over the Hastings St. Cecilia boys, 25-20, 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. That ball game going on over the Chapman Gymnasium tonight. We've got a girls-boys basketball doubleheader here at the Tiger Gym. The boys game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings with a lead here, 25-11. Here's Pulowski, puts it up there, a shot off of the back iron, no good. Rebound to Taylor Lucas. Lucas runs her back the other way, comes to Hall. Entry pass is going to be swatted away from Lucas, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go here on Hastings. That's going to go on Martin. That's going to be her first. That's team foul number one on the Tigers. They're in the second half of play, so York will play it in. Aaron Malik has got it out here in three-point territory. Gets it into the hands of Hall around the screen. Now drives it down the right side of the lane, and a foul is going to be called again on Hastings. This one is going to go on Ashton Pulowski, and that's going to be her third. Team foul number two on the Tigers in the second half. Checking into the ball game now is going to be Caitlin Pulowski. She'll check in for Ashton. So Caitlin Pulowski, a 5'2" freshman, comes in for Ashton Pulowski, a 5'2" senior. 1:56 to play here in the third quarter. Tigers have a 14-point lead. They play it into Lucas down the low block left side. Her shot off of the baseline and around the rim and down. Taylor Lucas gets her first field goal of the ball game, and it's now a 25-13 ball game. And now we got a foul called as the Tigers inbound the basketball. A foul is going to go here on York. It's going to go on Taylor Lucas on a push. End of the ball game now, Zoe Mays. She will check in here for the Tigers. And coming to the bench is going to be Josie Martin. York is applying pressure back here in backcourt. The inbounds pass is going to be deflected, but it's going to be picked up here by the Tigers. And now Hastings will bring things up. 1:40 to play here in the third quarter. Hastings High leading by 12, 25-13. Pulowski has got it. Comes back outside now. Hastings High works with it now to Zoe Mays here on the right sideline. To Pulowski, deep in the corner on the right side. Pulowski puts it on the floor. Dribbles around the screen and now loses control of the ball, and it's going to be picked up here by York. Attempt turnover on Hastings High. Malik has got the ball now right at the top of the three-point circle. Moves it to the center of the floor. Now runs the offense. Dribbles behind the screen. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Puts up a shot. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot. And it's good. And she's fouled. Alexia Rosenau gets the offensive board and the putback. And she's fouled in a play. The basket counts. Rosenau has now got 5 points in the basketball game. And the personal foul is going to go on Hastings High. It's going to go on Shanice Lyle. That's going to be her third. Britton Thomas comes into the ball game now. Lyle checks out. So now it's back down to a 10-point ball game at 25-15. 107 to play. Going to the free throw line will be Rosenau to try and make this a 3-point play for York. One of two so far tonight. Her shot is up there, and the shot is off of the right side. No good. We got a whistle. I think somebody was in the lane too soon. That's the case. Somebody hopping in the lane too soon there for the Tigers, so Rosenau will get a second chance here. 25-15, Tigers out on top. Rosenau eyes the bucket, shot is up there, and the shot good, so the mistake cost the Tigers a point. 25-16 is the score now. Here's Zoe Mays down the left sideline for the Tigers. Works against the York pressure. Mays approaching the 10-second line, now finally gets it into the offensive zone. Haley Wright dribbling with the left hand out here. Wright goes over to Pulowski on the deep wing. Left side of the lane, around the screen, moves it to the right side. There's a feed over here to Zoe Mays. As York is in this man-to-man defense, Zoe around the screen, drives it down the paint. Her shot no good, but she's fouled. Mays took it right to the hole there for Hastings High. Now she'll go to the free throw line here for the Tigers. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Taylor Lucas again for York. That's going to be her second. Team foul number six on the Dukes. This will be a shooting situation, though, as Zoe Mays was mauled in the act of shooting. Her shot is up there, and she misses that one. Mays now 0-1 from the line. The Tigers just 1 out of 5 from the stripe so far in this ball game. Here comes Hall back in there now for head coach Matt Kern and the Dukes. Coming to the bench will be Taylor Lucas. 25-16, York within 9 points now. The second shot is up there. It is good by Zoe Mays, so she hits 1 out of 2. It's now 26-16. Tigers have the lead. We're down to 40 seconds to play now in the third quarter. Here's Jesse Hall with a ball for York. Gets it into the hands of Malik, dribbles around the screen, takes it down to the left side of the lane, stops, goes inside to a Rosenau. She is surrounded. The ball popped loose, and it's going to be out of bounds. Last touchdown there by Rosenau. So they had her surrounded, but ball was poked loose. Alexia goes after it and loses control. It goes out of bounds. That's the 15th turnover on York here in the ball game. Hastings High leading by 10 points, 26-16. Here's Caitlin Pulowski back into the offensive zone for the Tigers. Comes across the top now to Haley Wright. Around the screen, down the lane. Now they kick it out here to Zoe Mays from 15. Her shot good. Zoe Mays hits one. She's got 9 points in the ball game, and the Tigers go back out on top by a dozen. It's 28-16. Driving into the lane, contact made. And we got a foul call just as the horn sounds. So York pounds the ball inside on a drive there. They were fouled in the play. Now we're going to have some free throws as Jessie Hall will go to the free throw line here. She was fouled by Britton Thomas of Hastings. That's going to be the first foul on Thomas. And now stopping at the free throw line is going to be Jessie Hall. She was fouled right as the horn sounded. The band was playing away. They thought that was the end of the third quarter. But Jessie Hall is going to have some free throws here. She was fouled in the act of shooting. She is 3 of 4 from the line. Her shot is up there. She misses that one. She'll have one more. Everybody else back in their respective benches here. It's all Jessie Hall all by herself standing at the free throw line for York with no time on the clock. Her second one is up there. That one is no good. So she misses a pair. And now that's the end of the third quarter of play. The band can play on. Three quarters in the books tonight, girls high school basketball. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings High 28, York 16.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
1230 KHAS.
All right, fourth quarter is underway. Here's a shot by Thomas in the wind. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hall for York. Goes down the right sideline. She's going to have her pocket picked here by the Tigers. Pass down to Florida Pulowski, and she is decked on the play by Hall. As Pulowski goes tumbling out of bounds here for the Tigers, York has turned the ball over 16 times here in the basketball game. Hastings High out on top with a score of 28-16. Tigers looking for their first win of the season here tonight. Ashton Pulowski will go to the free throw line for the Tigers. She's got 6 points in the ball game. A couple of three-pointers, one to begin the ball game, one to begin the second half. Ashton Pulowski is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Now she's 0 for 3. She'll have one more. 7:39 to play here in quarter number 4. Hastings High with a lead, 28-16. Here's the next one. It's up there. That one won't go, and the rebound comes down to the York Dukes. Fletcher. In backcourt goes the Hall down the right sideline, brings it back to the center of the floor. Hastings High in a man-to-man defense. Hall has got it now on the dribble. Works against Haley Wright now. She stops, and now we got a timeout called. Head coach Matt Kern up in front of the York bench. York not getting anything done offensively there, and they want to talk things over. 7 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings High 28, York 16.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. The Tigers out on top of the York Dukes by the score of 28-16. Hall following the timeout. On the dribble now, takes it down into baseline, stops and pops from 10. Her shot good. Jessie Hall scores. She's now got 7 points in the ball game, and York has trimmed the lead back down to 10 points now, 28-18, as we approach the 7-minute mark. Here's Zoe Mays with the ball now for Hastings High. Dribbling, brings it across the midcourt stripe. On the dribble, takes it to the left side of the floor. Now to Ashton Pulowski. Pulowski dribbles, takes it to the top of the key, flips it away. Now to Haley Wright, drives it down to the left side of the lane, loses control of the ball, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a Hastings High turnover. So Haley taking the ball to the hole there for the Tigers. Loses control of the ball as she approaches the hoop. Now Caitlin Pulowski comes into the ball game, and Ashton Pulowski checks out. 11 turnovers in the Tigers. York has got 16. 28-18. Hastings High with a 10-point lead, but York can slice into the lead right here. Hall has got it. She works against Pulowski on top. Bounce pass goes to the wing on the right side to Rosa now. Now to Hall. Hall takes it back down in the corner to Taylor Lucas. Her shot for three is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And a battle for the rebound. It's off of the fingertips of Zoe Mays out of bounds. Mays battling with it against Erica Malik. It goes after off of Zoe's hand, so York will play things in. Here's Megan Fletcher with the ball down here on the baseline. Fletcher holding it. Comes out to Hall. Hall in the deep wing on the left side. Entry pass. They get it to Rosen now. In the lane. The ball tipped away from her. The scramble is on. Jump ball is called. And the arrow pointing in favor of the Dukes. 6 minutes and 14 seconds to play. We've got the boys game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. York will play things in from underneath their own basket. Way out on top. Taylor Lucas has got it. Lucas gets the ball into Hall's hands. She'll work against Pulowski. High post. They get it to the free throw line. That's a Rosen now. Now to Hall. Takes it down to Rosen now again on the baseline left side. Kicks it back out here to Taylor Lucas. Lucas backs it out into three-point territory. Lucas comes to Rosen now. Angles in down toward the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Hastings High has got it. Now we got an injured Tiger down underneath the basket. Rosen now powered her way to the basket there for York. Some contact was made. No foul was called. And now we got an injury timeout with 5 minutes and 48 seconds to play. End of the ball game now for Hastings High is going to be Shanice Lyle. And she's going to check in for the injured Tiger down there. That's going to be Britton Thomas. Lauren Bliss was injured in the first half of play. We have not seen her back. She was injured in the second quarter. She was taken to the locker room. We have not seen her back. And now Britton Thomas is going to go to the locker room as well. Tigers getting beat up here. 28-18 is the score. A 10-point lead for Hastings High. Here's Zoe Mays on the right sideline. Down in the corner, Pulowski, her shot for three is up there, no good. Rebound inside, and a foul is going to be called. Zoe Mays got the rebound, but I think she's going to be charged with a personal foul. That's the case. Zoe Mays climbing the back of a York Duke. That's the third foul now in Zoe Mays. Team foul number five on Hastings. York has got seven. We're down to 5 minutes and 33 seconds to play in our girls' high school basketball game tonight. Hastings High with a 10-point lead. Again, earlier this afternoon, Mid-America Christian beat the Hastings College men's basketball team 86-84. There's a driving layup again by Hall that's no good. Rebound by Rosen now, and a foul is going to be called on the rebound. And now Rosen now goes to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Hastings High. Going to the free throw line is going to be Rosen now. Her shot is up there and is good. It is now 28-19. Hastings High leading by nine. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. That one rims up, no good. Mays grabs the rebound. So 28-19. Here's Pulowski has the ball tipped away from her. The scramble is on out near the 10-second line. The scramble is on. York grabs it, and then they call a timeout. Hall was down on the ground. They got possession of the ball, evidently, and head coach Matt Kern jumps up off of the York bench to call the timeout to save the possession. So a quick whistle there. Hastings High charged with her 12th turnover in the ball game. We still got plenty of time out there, 5 minutes and 7 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, we'll take a break. It's now Hastings 28, York 19.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, here's York on the attack. Rosen now sends a pass across the baseline, across the lane. It's going to be tipped out of bounds there by the Tigers. So it'll be York playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 4:50 to play here in the ballgame. 28-19. Tigers have the lead. York has got the ball. Here's Hannah Riley with it out here in three-point territory. Hastings eyeing a man-to-man defense. Riley goes over here to Malik. Her shot from 17 won't go. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Shanice Lyle with the rebound. Her pass is thrown out of bounds right in front of the York bench. Pulowski couldn't control it there. It goes off of her fingertips out of bounds. So Hastings High turns it away. Big turnover there. It's the 13th turnover on Hastings. Caitlin Pulowski comes out. Here comes Ashton Pulowski back in. 4:35 to play in the ballgame. Hastings trying to win their first ball game of the season tonight. 28-19 is the score. They play it in. The ball is going to be tapped into the backcourt. Wright goes after it. It can't come up with it, and the ball is brought down by Hannah Riley. Weaves her way back up the floor. Comes over here to Lucas for three. Shot up there, good. Taylor Lucas hits the three ball. She's got 5 points, and York has trimmed the lead to 6 points, 28-22. This is as close as they have gotten all night long since early in the ball game. And now Hastings has the ball dribbled off the foot of Haley Wright. It goes out of bounds. So back-to-back turnovers for Hastings, and now York starting to make a run here, 28-22. With 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hannah Riley has got it down for the Dukes. Walks it into the offensive zone. Right-handed dribble. Hastings High attacking out here with the right. It's Hannah Riley dribbling with the ball now. Moves it left side. Down here on the lane. Goes down in the corner to a Megan Fletcher around the screen. Fletcher back out here in the three-point territory to Taylor Lucas. Throws it over to Riley. 28-22. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Down there in the right corner is going to be Taylor Lucas. Out to Hannah Riley. Hastings in the man-to-man defense. Riley holds it. Down in the corner to Lucas again for three. Wild shot. It goes out of bounds. Off of the fingertips there of Aaron Malik on the weak side. So Hastings High will play things in. 3 minutes and 34 seconds to play. Hastings out on top of the York Dukes in girls high school basketball action. 28-22 is the score. We have got the boys game coming up next. Here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings St. Cecilia playing tonight. Omaha Scott. 25-20 at last check. Omaha Scott had a 5-point lead. Hastings High on the attack. Back in their offensive zone. Zoe Mays comes over here on the right side. Here's a long-range jumper by Martin. It's going to be no good. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be York basketball. Adams Central playing Gibbon tonight in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. The Patriot gym. So we'll keep you up to date on all the scores throughout the ball game here tonight. Here's Hall off of the baseliner. Shot is no good. Rebound. Battle for it. Goes out of bounds. Foul is going to be called. Thomas goes after it in the opposite corner there for Hastings High. I think she was hacked on the arm, and that's the case. York is going to be guilty of a personal foul here. Britton Thomas will go to the free throw line for the Tigers. Personal foul is going to be called on Alexia Rosen now. That's going to be her fourth for York. And now Britton Thomas to the free throw line for Hastings. She's got 2 points in the ballgame. Has not shot a free throw so far tonight. Has not scored since the first half. 28-22, Tigers have the lead. Shot from the free throw line is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Megan Fletcher. To the Tigers opening the door for the York Dukes. Here's Taylor Lucas with the ball, 25 feet away from the basket. Lucas takes it out of Hall, drives it down the lane, and we got a double dribble violation call in Hall. Diving for the hole. She's listening for the double dribble. That's 17 turnovers now on the Dukes. Hastings High with 14. Tigers still holding on to a 6-point lead, 28-22. Hastings will play things in. Ashton Pulowski down the left sideline, brings it back to the center of the floor, and now dribbles to the near side. Hastings High not going to be in any hurry to throw up a shot here. 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Tigers with a 6-point lead, 28-22. Zoe Mays circles around and down she goes, and a push here. A foul is going to go on Rosen now, and she is done. That's her fifth personal foul. So Alexia Rosenau, who scored 14 points in the ball game against Aurora last night, fouls out of the ball game with 2 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Matt Kern now up in front of the York bench. They say that maybe Zoe Mays just lost her footing as she was kind of circling around over there. Lost her footing. She went down to the hardwood. They call Rosenau with a personal foul. Rosenau leads with 7 points. Aaron Malik comes back into the ball game now for York. 2:42 to play in the ball game. Hastings High 28, York 22. Zoe Mays to the free throw line now for the Tigers. Her shot is up there. It's good. Mays now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line of the ball game. She's in double figures. She's got 10 points. Hastings High now with a 7-point lead, 29-22. As Zoe Mays dribbles the ball, throws it up there. That one is going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Taylor Lucas. So Hastings High with a 7-point lead. Here's a Malik with the ball and a dribble. Takes it down on the baseline, and their pass to the near side is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by the Tigers. That's a Haley Wright with the ball. Hastings now with a 7-point lead in the basketball with 2:25 to play. And now Greg Mays wants to call a timeout. Hastings High calls a timeout. 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. The Tigers 29 and the Dukes 22.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 2 minutes to play over the Chapman Gymnasium. Hastings St. Cecilia boys have gone out on top of Omaha Scott 48-37. 2 minutes to play in that ball game. We'll keep you up to date there. 48-37, the St. Cecilia Bluehawks looking for their fourth straight win here tonight. They've now come back to grab the lead over Omaha Scott. 29-22 is the score here. Hastings High with the lead. We got a personal foul called here on the York Dukes. Is going to go on Taylor Lucas. Hastings High will have some free throws by Pulowski. Her shot is up there. It's no good. This is Ashton Pulowski. She is now 0 out of 5 from the free throw line here tonight. She will have one more. Her shot is up there. That one is good. 1 out of 6. And the Tigers now with an 8-point lead. Here comes York back with the basketball. It's now 30-22 as we approach the 2-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Hall has got the ball now for York. Tries the left side, now reverses the ball, gets it to Lucas for 3, or long range jumper is put up there. It's going to be no good. The ball slapped out of the hands of Zoe Mays out of bounds, and Hastings High will play things in. 2 minutes exactly to play here in girls high school basketball. Hastings High with a lead, 30-22, and bounce passing will be poked away there from Hannah Wright. Hastings again will play things in right in front of the York bench. Back here in their defensive zone. Down to the scorers table, checking in is going to be Hannah Riley. Coming out is going to be Aaron Malik now for York. 1:59 to play. Zoe Mays will inbound the ball. And now they throw the basketball away. Hastings High throws the basketball away as they... We're working with it against some pressure back here. That's the 15th turnover on Hastings High. 30-22. Tigers out on top, driving for the hole. It's going to be Hall. She stopped and comes back out to the free throw line to Fletcher. Shot in and out, no good. And the rebound, we're going to have a push on the rebound. That's going to go on Hastings. Personal foul is going to be whistled on the Tigers. And going to the free throw line is going to be Aaron Malik. Foul is going to go here on the Tigers. Going to the free throw line will be Aaron Malik. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Aaron Malik gets the free throw to go down. She'll have one more. It's 30-23. Here comes the next shot. It's good. 30-24. It's a 6-point lead. So for the second time here in the fourth quarter, York has cut the lead down to 6 points. Here's Zoe Mays with the ball. Mays comes out now to Pulowski. Pulowski bounce pass over here on the right side as they get it to Zoe Mays, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Now going to the free throw line will be Mays. Lucas picks up the foul. Now we see Lauren Bliss is back into the ballgame. We understand she's wearing a different number out there, 45 for Lauren Bliss. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Zoe Mays. She is now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. She's got 10 points in the ballgame. 30-24. Second one is up there. It's good, so she hits 1 out of 2. Hastings High now with a 31-24 advantage with 1:27 to play. Here's Josie Hall driving it down the right side of the lane. Kicks it out here. A three-pointer put up there and in by Hannah Riley. Hannah Riley hits the three ball. Now it's 31-27. Hastings High leading by 4 points. A minute and 12 seconds to play. Tigers come back and they turn the ball away again. Haley Wright loses control of the ball and is taken down here by Taylor Lucas. And then Lucas is fouled in backcourt by Wright. So Haley Wright not only loses the ball, then she commits the personal foul. And now that's going to send York to the free throw line. Hastings High had a big lead early in the ball game. In fact, at one point, it was 21-9. It is now 31-27 in favor of the Tigers. And going to the free throw line will be Taylor Lucas as York is trying to come back here in the ball game. Lucas has not been there so far tonight. Their free throw is going to be missed. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot, no good. Offensive rebound, Lucas, and her follow shot is good. Lucas with 7 points in the ball game. It's now 31-29. York is down by 2 points, 52 seconds to play, and Greg Mays wants to call a timeout. York has battled back the Tigers very sloppy offensively here in the fourth quarter. 51 seconds to play. We've got a two-point ball game. It's the Tigers 31 and York 29.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest-growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, a couple of other scores. The Adams Central girls out on top of Gibbon at halftime, 28-26. We understand 30 seconds to play now. 30 seconds to play over at the Chapman Gymnasium in boys action. Hastings St. Cecilia is still holding on to a 51-42 advantage over Omaha Scott. St. Cecilia 51, Omaha Scott 42, 30.8 seconds to play in that basketball game. We've got 51.8 seconds to play here in girls basketball from the Tiger Gym. York has come back from a 21-9 deficit. It's now 31-29, and Hastings High has a 5-second violation called on him. Unable to inbound the ball following the timeout, Zoe Mays cannot find anybody inbound the basketball. They get a 5-second violation called, and now York has a chance to pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. Hall has got it behind his screen. Hall moves it to the wing on the right side. Bounce pass goes into the paint, and a traveling violation is called there. They got it to Megan Fletcher. She had a little hop over there. That's going to be turnover number 19 on York. So now the Dukes will apply some pressure back here in backcourt. The Tigers leading by 2, 31-29. 42 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Haley Wright has got the ball. That is Zoe Mays, and Mays is going to be fouled in the play. And Zoe's going to go to the free throw line. She is only 3 out of 6 from the line so far tonight. So she is fouled here. The foul is going to go on Hannah Riley. That's going to be her first. York is over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. So now Zoe Mays will go to the free throw line for Hastings. The Tigers are leading by 2 points with 37.7 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Shot is up there. That one is down. It wanted to pop out of there. Thought otherwise. Zoe Mays now with 12 points in the basketball game. Hastings High now leading by 3 points. At 32-29, 37.7 seconds to play. Mays puts it up there. The next one is going to be short. Battle for the rebound. Mays comes up with a jump ball in the possession arrow, pointing in favor of Hastings. So the rebound, the shot was short from the free throw line. It went right back into the hands of Mays. She was tied up, knocked to the ground. Arrow pointing in favor of Hastings. So now the Tigers have a 3-point lead. Lauren Bliss comes back into the ball game now for Hastings High, and Britton Thomas will come out. 32-29, Hastings with a 3-point lead, 36.1 seconds to play now. here in the fourth quarter. Tigers will inbound from underneath their own basket here. Looking, finally get to Ashton Pulowski. Pulowski puts it on the floor, dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Tigers will spread to four now. Pulowski's going to be fouled in the play. Erica Malik picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first. And now Ashton Pulowski, who is one out of six from the free throw line, will go to the stripe here with 30 seconds to play. Tigers are leading by 3 points, 32-29. Pulowski's free throw up there, good. Now it's a two-possession ball game. That was a big free throw right there by Ashton Pulowski, and she knocks one down. Now 33-29. Here comes the next shot. It is good. Ashton Pulowski hits a pair of free throws. That gives Hastings a five-point lead. Now we get a timeout, 30.2 seconds to play in this one. Hastings High 34 and York 29.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 30.2 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings High out on top of York by a score of 34-29. It was 13-4 in favor of the Tigers at the end of the first quarter, 17-9 at halftime. Hastings High had a 21-9 advantage in the third quarter. York closed the gap to 12 points at 28-16 after three. For the Tigers, have been able to put only 6 points on the board here in this fourth quarter. York had it down to 2 points a couple of times. And now the Dukes are trailing by five. They've got the ball following the timeout. Here's a shot by Hall, left side of the lane. It's going to be wild, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Oh, Mays grabs the rebound, and now she's fouling the play. Zoe Mays will go to the free throw line here. The foul is going to be whistled on Erica Malik. That's going to be her second. So Zoe Mays will go to the free throw line here for the Tigers. 4 out of 7 from the line tonight. Her shot is up there. It's good again. Zoe Mays now with 13 points in the basketball game. It's 35-29. Hastings with the lead. Next shot is up there. That one is good again. So Hastings getting some free throws down here at the end of the ball game from Mays and Pulowski. 20 seconds to go. Hall drives it down the right side of the lane. Throws it back out of the wing. It's going to be intercepted. And they're fouling the play. Haley Wright got the interception. They're trying to bring it out to Taylor Lucas, who has knocked down a couple of trays tonight. That ball was intercepted by Wright, and then Lucas commits the personal foul. And for Lucas, that's going to be number 5 on her. She's going to foul out of the ball game with 15 seconds to play. Lucas leads with 7 points. Hastings High has the lead, 36-29. And now going to the free throw line, Haley Wright for Hastings High. Wright has got 4 points on 2 field goals, has not been in the free throw line tonight. Looks at the basket. Shot is up there. And the shot is off of the back iron. It is no good. The other 4 girls back here at the midcourt stripe for head coach Greg Mays. 15.2 seconds to play. Here comes the next shot by Wright. It's in the air. That one is good. So Wright, Pulowski, and Mays have all hit free throws down the stretch here. Hastings High has increased their lead to 37-29. Hall goes out the top of the key to Malik. Her long-range jumper is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound in the lane is loose, and a jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of York, so the Dukes will play things in. 5.6 seconds to play. Looks like the Tigers going to win their first ball game of the season here tonight. They will play things in. That's Fletcher deep in the corner of the right side to the wing to Malik. Malik sends it back down in the corner. Here's a shot taken at the buzzer. No good. And Hastings High wins the ball game. The Hastings High Tigers hold off the York Dukes in girls high school basketball action tonight. The Tigers win their first ball game of the season. In 6 starts, Hastings High wins it tonight over York. Final score, the Tigers 37 and the Dukes 29. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning 7 to 11, Sunday 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
37 to 29. So Hastings High now 1-5 on the season. They'll get ready for the GNAC conference tournament coming up during the holidays. And we'll have the pairings out here probably on Monday. But Hastings High finishes the first part of the season 1-5. They pick up a big win tonight over York, holding off the Dukes by the score of 37 to 29. Hastings had a 13-4 advantage at the end of the first quarter after scoring the first 7 points of the ball game. It was 13-4 at the end of one. Tigers went cold in the second quarter. York came back to fold in 4 points at 13-9. Hastings then scoring the last 4 points of the second quarter to lead 17-9 at the end of the first half. Tigers increased that lead to 23-9 at the beginning of the third quarter. That was their biggest lead of the ball game. York then eventually chipped away, headed down to 28-16 after three quarters, 28-19 early in the fourth quarter, then 28-22 with about 4 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. York got it down to 31-29 with 51 seconds to play in the ball game. But Hastings High getting some free throws down the stretch from Zoe Mays, also Ashton Pulowski, and also Haley Wright. And the Tigers were able to hold off the York Dukes tonight, winning by the score of 37-29. Scoring in the ball game for Hastings High tonight, Zoe Mays leads the way. She had 14 points in the ball game. Mays had 4 field goals, and she was 6 out of 9 from the free throw line. She was the only player that hit double figures tonight for Hastings. Ashton Pulowski had 9 points. She had a couple of 3-pointers, one to begin the first half of play. In fact, that was the first field goal of the ball game. Ashton Pulowski hit one from the corner. Then she started the second half with a shot from the corner again. So she had a couple of 3-point field goals, and she was 3 out of 8 from the free throw line. 9 points in the ball game for Pulowski. 5 points for Haley Wright. 4 points for Josie Martin. 3 points for Shanice Lyle. And 2 for Britton Thomas. Hastings High ended up shooting 11 out of 22 from the foul line tonight. Unofficially, 17 turnovers in the basketball game. York had 19 turnovers. They were 9 of 14 from the free throw line. They were led tonight by Jesse Hall, Alexia Rosenau, and also Taylor Lucas. They all had 7 points apiece. Hall had a couple of field goals, and she was 3 out of 6 from the free throw line for her 7. Alexia Rosenau, after scoring 14 in the ball game last night against Aurora, had a couple of field goals, and she was 3 of 4 from the free throw line for 7 points. She fouled out with 2 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Taylor Lucas knocked down a 3-pointer and a couple of 2-point field goals. She was 0 of 1 from the free throw line for her 7. Other scores for York: Hannah Riley had a 3-pointer for 3 points. Erica Malik had 3 free throws in 3 attempts. She had 3 points in the basketball game. So Hastings High wins it tonight in girls high school basketball. Final score: Hastings High 37 and York 29. Stick around. We have got the boys game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. We will take a break. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings High head coach Scott Rosno as the Tigers get ready to do battle here tonight with the Dukes You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Sideline from an injury, recovering from a surgery, whatever your ailment, physical therapy and